What is it like to fly an eVTOL? We hear a lot at the moment about eVTOLs, electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicles. This video is about what it is like to fly them yourself. We'll be answering in practical terms for non-pilots questions like, are eVTOLs difficult to fly and are they safe? Spoiler alert, yes, they are safe to fly, and they are so easy to fly, everyone can fly them. And if you don't want to fly them, the computer will do it for you, while you sit back, relax, and enjoy the stunning views. But not for long, because they are fast, and they fly as the proverbial crow flies, so you'll reach your destination much quicker than in a car. An hour's stressful drive to the beach with a friend, getting stuck in traffic, bumping around uncomfortably and being forced to keep your eyes on the road at all times, on penalty of serious injury or death, becomes 15 minutes of relaxation, whilst enjoying views from above. The main reason for that is that you're not traveling in two dimensions but in three dimensions. That means that there is a huge amount of empty space, no traffic jams, and you can nearly always use an autopilot. This video is not like all the other videos that you see about eVTOLs. They just describe an eVTOL as an object and describe range and horsepower, etc. This video is more about what it does and what it means for you in practical terms in your life. It's about the freedom that it gives you, the time it saves you, and the real glorious beauty of rising above it all, enjoying the journey, and getting, most importantly, to where you want to go so much faster. This is about the ultimate luxury you thought you could not buy. But let's start at the beginning. eVTOLs work in the same way as drones. The only difference is that drones don't carry people and they are unmanned. eVTOLs carry people, but the designs are roughly the same. eVTOLs are the next step in the evolution of our mobility. We're going from the car into eVTOLs. We're not going to drive on roads, we're going to fly through the air. That's good because for the environment, we won't need those roads anymore. We don't need to build more of them, and the existing roads we can leave for heavy goods traffic for trucks. You will have heard first about the bigger commercial flying taxis, which hopefully will liberate us from long and tedious journeys to city centres, and which are now only a couple of years away, hopefully. But with battery technology improving rapidly and with prices of components coming down, you can now also see a possibility of having a smaller private eVTOL that carries two people. This is what the X by Skyfly eVTOL is about. It's even likely that a product like the private X eVTOL comes to the market quicker than the commercial eVTOLs can, because the X, being a small, light private aircraft, 600 kilos takeoff weight, has a much less onerous certification process than commercial aircraft, who have, of course, endlessly complex testing and certification processes. Now to the exciting part. What's it actually like to fly these private eVTOLs? When you drive your car and you're just inches away from opposing traffic, the world flashes past at great speed, even if you're only doing 50 miles an hour. If you've never flown in a light aircraft before, the most striking difference with driving your car is how slowly everything feels. But when you look down on your instruments to check your speed, it tells you you're doing 100 miles per hour. And if you go higher, the greater the illusion of everything being slow becomes. Commercial airliners cruise at 30 to 40,000 feet, where the air is thin. That's why they're up there, because they can operate much more fuel efficiently and they have less resistance because the air is thinner. That's actually good for us eVTOL flyers, because we're operating at a very low level and were never really in the way of those commercial airliners, except for the small part where, you know, London Gatwick, New York JFK Airport, the part where they land. That's where we can't go as eVTOL guys, but, you know, just 15 kilometers or so horizontally around these, an eVTOL can operate very easily at low altitudes, just, you know, a couple of hundred meters or a couple of thousand feet. And in your eVTOL, when you're flying usually at a couple of thousand feet, you will enjoy amazing views. The first big implication of all of this is you have ample time to steer and pilot your eVTOL around the sky very calmly. You're operating in 3D. You're not on a road with opposing traffic. Now, combine this with an autopilot, which in the X by Skyfly eVTOL comes as standard, things become very calm and very simple. And contrary to what people often think, flying a small aircraft or your eVTOL does not necessarily require and not normally require permission from air traffic authorities or any other complicated flight plans that you thought you'd need to file. You can just take off from your back garden. If you don't live right next to a big commercial airport like Gatwick or Heathrow, you don't need to do anything or talk to anyone in particular. And just to illustrate this, I'm speaking to you with 25 years of practical experience. I fly little two-seater airplanes all around Europe and around the UK. I used to be very lucky and live right next to a farm with a big grass field, big enough to fly my little plane from, allowing me to fly direct from my front door to any friends that had a field to land in too. Now, then I had to move back to a town a few years ago because my only child's wanting a school nearby. But having had such amazing mobility, having my aircraft at my front door, being able to fly in a few minutes literally to my friends, which normally would take 10, 15, 20 minutes in a car, I miss that, not having my plane outside my front door anymore. And this is exactly what the X by Skyfly will give you. Because of its vertical takeoff and landing ability, you can literally take off from your own garden and fly to your friend's garden and go completely direct in between. Of course, the big constraint of flying a small airplane is that I could only fly to very specific places. A helicopter partially solves that problem, but I found them very difficult to fly. If you don't fly them every day, it's quite dangerous, actually. They're also very expensive, very noisy, and inefficient, and not very sustainable at all. Like a helicopter, the X will give me the freedom to land anywhere, but without all the other problems that a helicopter brings. For starters, the X is much easier to fly than a helicopter with its auto stabilization. It's even easier than flying a fixed-wing aircraft. And you can just land with the press of a button, literally, or put in GPS coordinates and it will land on that spot. The X is a fly-by-wire aircraft with 8 motors driving 4 propellers, similar to a camera drone. If you're flying low and slow and you let go of the controls, it will just sit right there, stabilize itself, and not move. And it sits very safely in a hover. If you let go of the controls while cruising, the aircraft will still continue to fly in a straight and level course. The autopilot will effectively take over, and you've already put in the destination on your screen, and it will continue that course. And if it reaches that altitude, it will remain hanging in the air. There will be systems helping you in the cockpit too, not just the easy-to-use autopilot, but also a navigation display with a Google Maps-style picture that shows you your destination and your flight path. It will also display the location and heights of other aircraft around you, and if there is a risk of collision, the other aircraft will be highlighted and flash prominently on your screen. It's actually quite likely, with software making things so easy, that soon these aircraft will be talking to each other and taking avoiding action autonomously. And again, to put this into context, there is so much space and things go so slowly up there, even if you're flying quite fast in speed terms. In my 25 years of flying, I only had to take avoiding action twice. And that was before computer systems and using my own eyes. And now these days, the last 10 years or so, there have been great computer systems showing other aircraft on your screen. So the computer sees them before you see them, and you can quite easily be always very far away and have no risk at all of collision. Now, taking off, that's an awesome bit. It's very easy and majestic in every sense of the word. You see the earth and the houses and the objects around you become smaller quite quickly as you gain height and climb away to your cruising height. The important differences with an old-fashioned helicopter are twofold. Firstly, the AXE eVTOL is very quiet with the electric motors. Secondly, it's very stable as you hang on a lot of rotors instead of dangling on one rotor like a helicopter does. The flight computers will automatically manage the motors and stabilize the aircraft, unlike in a helicopter where the rotor blades need to be continuously adjusted by hand. They were invented in the late 1940s and they haven't changed, and you still need to do that by hand. Then after the takeoff, you start moving forward. Steering is quite simple. Just move the control stick left or right and you go left or right. The throttle lever moves you up and down. Let's just call that the houses lever. Pull the lever down and the houses you see get bigger. Push the lever up and the houses become smaller. Landing is the part that is very, very hard in a helicopter. Manually steering that one huge rotor above and using the tail rotor on the back to keep it in check. There might be gusty winds or winds around objects. It's quite hard. And it's quite unsafe. Best left to professionals who do nothing else day in, day out, than flying that helicopter. Your private AXE eVTOL, on the other hand, will land automatically using GPS satellite signals that guide you to your destination, combined with instruments that measure your height by reflecting a radio signal downwards to the surface of the earth beneath you. It's called a radar altimeter. The aircraft will even compensate for any wind gusting around objects or at different levels of height, and it will make sure that you descend exactly in the right way to the right space. You can also choose to do a manual landing as well, but the systems will in any event override you if needed and will make sure you descend slowly enough to land comfortably and safely. And to help you further, the navigation map we talked about earlier will, of course, automatically, when you land, be replaced by a live camera feed that shows what's going on underneath you. And, of course, you can look left and right around you, and you can rotate around your axis with your rudder pedals to have an extra good check, see if you're comfortable, what the surface is like, and then make your final landing. I hope that that has all given you a good picture of what it's like to fly your eVTOL. You are excited, I imagine, and rightly you are. But you're thinking, how safe is it? An eVTOL aircraft is much safer than an airplane and very, very much safer than a helicopter. Let me explain that. It has many more safety levels than an aircraft, than a helicopter, and even more safety levels than a typical eVTOL. Let's first start with a helicopter. If the engine or the gearbox or the linkages to the rotor fail on a single engine helicopter, there really is no backup. eVTOLs, on the other hand, have multiple electric motors which work independently and are governed by, in the case of an AXE, a quadruple redundant Veronti controller built by Embention, certified by Embention. And that means that one or even two engines can fail and the eVTOL will be able to continue to fly, automatically adjusting the power settings for the motors that are still working to keep the aircraft stable and do a very normal landing. Also, like most other eVTOLs, the axe has a ballistic parachute. That's a fancy word for a parachute that can carry the plane, including passengers, as a whole, down to safety. It just, after pulling the ballistic parachute, floats you and the aircraft down to Earth at a speed which won't injure the occupants. Some small fixed-wing aircraft have these too, and they've proven to work well in the last decade or two when they've been used, and they've saved many lives. But now, the interesting thing, the axe by Skyfly is unique in that it has yet another layer of redundancy that no other eVTOLs have. The axe has not just two, but four wings, two pairs of wings, one pair on the front, one pair at the back. Most eVTOLs just use their rotors driven by the motors to stay in the air. The axe, meanwhile, uses lift from its wings, like an old-fashioned airplane, to stay in the air, meaning it's got much lower energy use than eVTOLs without wings. The axe, meanwhile, uses lift from its wings to stay in the air, meaning it has much lower energy use than other eVTOLs without wings. But if the motors were to stop working, the wings also enable the axe to gently glide down to Earth, still under the control of the pilot, mechanical linkage, so you can have complete electrical failure, and you can still just operate your stick and look left or right and find yourself a suitable field to land in without any power. Without power, the axe has a glide ratio of 9 to 1. That means for every 1 meter it descends, it goes forward by 9 meters. That's the same glide ratio, by the way, as most popular small aircraft like the Cessna, like the Cirrus. Without getting too technical, another feature of the axe's double set of wings is that, unlike a normal aircraft, the axe cannot stall. In a normal airplane with one set of wings, a stall happens if you go too slow. There is no longer enough airflow over the wings for them to create lift, and suddenly you're not in an aircraft, but you fall down like a brick. The double wings on an axe cannot stall. If you get too slow, the aircraft gently pitches forward, finds its own glide ratio, and descends at a constant speed, pretty much. Now, those unique wings that the axe by Skyfly has don't just provide a safety benefit, though. Having four short wings instead of two long ones means that the axe has a very small footprint. It's not that wide. That allows you to land in your own garden and park the axe in your garage. And finally, these wings make the axe by Skyfly best in class in terms of the no-nonsense criterion of kilowatt hours per passenger per mile. The axe is more frugal with energy than a Tesla. One more thing about those amazing wings of the axe eVTOL is that they allow the axe to take off and land on a runway exactly like a conventional airplane does. So the axe can fly like a helicopter as well as like an airplane. Interestingly, if you have a runway to take off or land your axe, like a small recreational existing aircraft, for instance, if you are using a road or an existing aircraft runway, you save a great deal of energy and battery power because the lift on the wings starts helping a lot. You don't just rely on your rotors. Some two-thirds of energy is saved by taking off or landing horizontally. And that, of course, increases the range from the already impressive 100 miles to even more. Having those unique four wings that the axe has is also very importantly because currently there are no pilot licenses for eVTOL aircraft. Now, because you can fly the axe like a normal airplane, you can fly it right now with a normal pilot license. And that's the only eVTOL worldwide that you as a private pilot can fly right now. In terms of safety, compared to a helicopter, there are not only more safety redundants, but there are also fewer things to go wrong. A helicopter's got a complex engine with many moving parts. It's got gearboxes, it's got pistons, it's got drive shafts, it's got all the linkages to convert that motion and power to the main rotor and to the tail rotor, which is not very strong and very light. All of these can go wrong, and if they go wrong, you can't fire a ballistic parachute because the rotors would chop the guidelines to the parachute. The third thing you'll want to know about flying your eVTOL is, where can I use it? Because the Axe is a private aircraft, in countries like the United Kingdom, the United States, Germany, France, you are usually allowed to land your aircraft where the owner of the land gives you permission. This means any landowners can, using a public database, indicate that they're happy for eVTOL owners to land in their field. And in this context, the hybrid option where your Axe can have a range-extending, lightweight, rotary petrol engine to charge your batteries is quite relevant as well. So if you land somewhere on the beach or in a beautiful field in nature or in a farmer's field where there is no charger, you can use that generator to recharge the batteries, and of course it will switch itself off the moment that your batteries are full. That means you really can land anywhere, not just where there is a charger. You'll probably not be allowed to land near large international airports or city centers until regulation and infrastructure surrounding traffic management has matured, although over time it is likely these destinations will become automated and you'll be able to land if you leave it to the computer to do it for you. But even before then, it's in our opinion quite likely that around cities you'll see urban airports or eVTOL parking lots starting to pop up. Kind of driving to the parking lot at the train station and then hopping into the train to take you to the city center. You'll have like an aerial park and ride system. You park your private Axe eVTOL and you walk over to the larger terminal where a commercial air taxi gets you to the city center really quickly. And the benefit, of course, is also because distances become so much less relevant, these park and ride areas can be in places where there is much more space and land values are much more modest. The eVTOL experience is within your reach and affordable at $180,000 for the Axe by Skyfly. Order yours today at skyfly.aero. More time, more joy, amazing views. Rise above it all in your Axe 2-seat eVTOL.